Hey, welcome to another episode of 10 Minute Grammar, episode number 30. And this is the episode in which we go adjectives next level. The first 10 episodes, 12 episodes were all basic of the 10 parts of speech. And then we did a lot of writing in between there. And now we are moving into next level grammar. So next level for those 10 parts of speech. So here we go. We already had noun marker, the noun, cat. There are 10 parts of speech. I am doing them in this order because one of them has to do with the other, or they can't be beside each other because they're too confusing, or they are needed to make a sentence. Grammar is for writing and speaking. So let's get writing as soon as we possibly can. All right. So the reason that adjectives are number three on the list is because number one, we had noun markers because they're easy. And the three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. And also because they go in front of nouns and they mark a noun. They tell you when a noun is coming. So be sure you watch episode number 28 for tips on how to teach students to use noun markers to find nouns. All right, number two then was nouns, because it follows noun markers, and because nouns are often the subject of the sentence. I don't think I mentioned this last week, but it's super important that we don't let students call nouns and subjects interchangeably. So students will say, I'll say, where's the subject? Where's the subject? Or where's the main subject? Where's the subject of the supportive clause? Where's the subject of the sentence? Where's the subject of the main sentence? And they'll say, do you mean the noun? No, I mean the subject, right? Because the subject could be a noun, could be a pronoun. Sometimes it's even a verbal or a phrase or something like that. Poor kids, don't you feel sorry for them? I do. I love them so much. So anyway, let's be careful not to let students call subjects nouns. Subjects can be many things, but they are often nouns. And that is why nouns are number two, because we want to start writing sentences very quickly here. Number three, today's topic is adjectives. Now, students are often confused with adjectives and adverbs. So whenever I teach tricks, and I teach hundreds of tricks, so stay with me here on Instagram, especially because I'm going to be doing a summer full of reels of all of my tricks. So you are not going to want to miss on lose and lose and it's and affect and effect and all the tricks. I've got them all. All right. So I always tell my students when they are using a trick, that if their trick only gives them one part of two, that's okay, because they can eliminate the other. So, because not all confusing pairs and things like that have tricks for both of them. So this is the case with adjectives and adverbs. Students confuse them all the time. So I always tell students, and when we get to adverbs, I'll show you my whole adverbs and all my acrostic that I make out of adverbs to teach students adverbs. But in the meantime, I tell them that adverbs have the word verbs in them. So most of the time, adverbs have something to do with verbs. They are going to describe verbs. And so once they know that adverbs describe verbs most of the time, then they can say adjectives, that's the other one. And I'll say, yes, adjectives, the other one, right? Adverbs describe verbs, actions, things like that. Adjectives describe the other things. They describe nouns and pronouns. All right. As we learned in trial and run for one of this whole 10 parts of speech, adjectives can tell which one, like other, how many, like five, what kind, happy, blue, and whose, yours and mine. Now, the problem with just teaching all of those things as adjectives comes when you need to teach the difference between descriptive adjectives and clarifying adjectives. So what do I mean by that? Other is clarifying. Five is even somewhat clarifying. Whose is clarifying. And so I tell my kids, focus when they're adding adjectives, when they are trying to get more descriptive adjectives, to focus on the adjectives that tell what kind. That is adjectives that describe, not just clarify. The other problem with all these, everything in the whole world being called adjectives, have you heard it? These are article adjectives. These are possessive noun adjectives. These are possessive pronoun adjectives. These are pronoun adjectives in the case of like other, right? And these are so on and so forth. Number adjectives. These are determiner adjectives, right? And so I tell my students, let's just call them what they are and know that they clarify, but let's focus on descriptive. So they know their pronouns. They know their possessives, right? They know their numbers, right? So let's focus on the ones that are descriptive. Okay, the next thing for the next level of adjectives that a lot of people do not realize and really trip students up a lot is that adverbs are not the only words that end in ly. I am super, super big on teaching prefixes and suffixes. I want to be able to say to my students, that's N-E-S-S, what part of speech is it? It's a noun. That's L-Y, what part of speech is that usually? It's an adverb. That's O-U-S, what kind of part of speech is that usually? That's an adjective, right? Really, really big on that. But we have to say usually in all of those situations, right? I always tell my students there are only two rules that always, always work in the United States. And that is that closing commas and closing periods always go inside closing quotation marks. That's it. Other than that, I tell them, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't do anything for you, but I can help you as much as I can, right? So we can't say that they always do, but we can say that they usually do. So the problem with the adverbs always end in ly is that many, many times adjectives also end in ly. So here's a little trick for you teachers to remember when something could be an adverb and when it could be an adjective. Now, don't forget there are many ways, too many times that they can be both, right? So here we go. An adjective plus an ly becomes an adverb. Okay, so that was a very quick response. He quickly responded. That was a very kind gesture. He kindly gestured. So when you have an adjective and you add an ly to it, that's when that becomes an adverb. But when you have a noun and you add an ly to it, that is when it becomes an adjective. So we take brother, which is a noun. We add ly to it. It becomes brotherly. Bubble, bubbly. Day, daily. Earth, earthly, lovely, gentlemanly, timely, weekly, smelly, pearly, oily, mannerly. So there are times when ly words are adjectives. And this is really important to note because of the fact that we want them to be able to spot the parts of speech to know whether something is an adjective or an adverb, because it tells us a lot about the sentence, like what's coming next, what form it should be in, and so forth. So we need to be careful to not say adverbs always end in ly, but we actually have lessons in my books that teach the adjectives that end in ly as well. So it's normal to say ly words are adverbs, and that's a great way to start out with younger kids when they're learning how to insert adverbs into their writing, but we just don't want to stay there. All right, and the last difficult point with adjectives is that double adjective or that punctuation of these double adjectives, triple adjectives, and so forth. So a double adjective by its very nature is two adjectives together. All right. And normally if you have two descriptive adjectives together, you can put a comma between the two and you can say, for example, the brotherly, gentlemanly man. Right? Brotherly, comma, gentlemanly man. The loud, robust dogs. Loud, robust dogs. Loud, comma, robust dogs. But this is where the clarifying adjectives really mess students up. Because if we tell them that two adjectives beside each other need a comma between them, then what do they do with the other kind boy? Other, comma, kind boy? No. What do we do with whose? Your pretty car. Your, comma, pretty car? No. So because I don't want my students to constantly have to say, is this clarifying or is it descriptive? Is it clarifying or is it descriptive? Is it descriptive enough to put commas between? So because of that, I teach them the foolproof switch places trick. So if your adjectives can switch places with each other, then they are truly each one describing the same thing, and you would put commas or even an and between them. So in the case of your pretty car, nothing. You don't need anything because you wouldn't say pretty your car. But in the case of pretty shiny car, can you flip it? Shiny, pretty car, yes, you can flip it. So in that case, the double adjective test tells us that we need a comma between the two adjectives. So stay tuned for a lot more great teaching material here from Language Arts Lady. Thank you for joining me today for 10 Minute Grammar.